Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
I'm not sure if Brother Coheen, if you're on the line, press 1 if you're online. I don't see your number.
He had to go get a car part. He told me if he make it back, he'll come on.
Oh, okay then. All right.
Yeah, because this subject, that what I'm going to talk about, the history of religion, this is what has got everybody in a sad fix that look like me and you. See, because when we study the history of religion, the only thing that we're going to see is war, killing folks, inquisitions, especially Christianity. Christianity is the worstest of the religion. It's the number one worst. It was the last one that came out of Judaism. See, you got Judaism. When you studied history of Judaism, then out of Judaism came Islam, and out of Islam came Christianity. How did this happen? White folks wrote all of this history down. It's just that we didn't go check with it. And see, racism is in every religion. But it's a funny thing, Brother Drew. Every religion that somebody that look like me and you, it doesn't belong to them. Because somebody that look like me and you have never been a nation of people. And when you've never been a nation of people, you have other folks' religion. You don't have your own. So let's ask ourselves a question. We're going to ask ourselves a question, and we're going to answer the question with the five W's, the one H, in chronological order, using etymology, language. Language is the key to esoteric knowledge. The language that the knowledge that you possess, that you say is absolute and made by God and all of this bullshit, it's the language. So let's ask ourselves a question. How is a nation of people organized? Now, Brother Drew, if me and you were to start a nation of people, and we can do this just like everybody else. This is how everybody else started. A group of men got together and started a nation of people, a race and everything. How did they do it? That's what the question that we have to ask ourselves. The first thing that you need is signs, symbols, and numbers. Now, me and you got to agree upon signs, symbols, and numbers. Out of this signs, symbols, and numbers, in this language would come what they call alphabets. It's only in this language it's called alphabet. It's what you write your language in. You see, every nation of people has their own language. Now, when we get this language and we agree that we're going to use these signs and symbols for our language, Brother Drew, the next thing that we need is a God. And so me and you agree on what the name our God going to be for our nation of people. Then the next thing that you and I would have to do, Brother Drew, is get us a government.
Uh-huh.
That we would have to have rules and regulations to govern the people and to govern the religion that we say that is our God. Then we would get a priesthood for our God based upon how we, our God, think about his religion, how we supposed to live our life, and the story of creation comes out of this God, that we would make all of this up on our own. None of this goddamn shit fact. Me and you would make this up on our own. So let's see. Somebody that look like me and you that call himself a black African American. He has four religions in the United States as we speak. The majority of it is in Christianity. The majority of the people we gonna call the emancipated slaves, ex-slaves, descendants. We the descendants of ex-emancipated slaves. We are not the descendants of those, but we come up under the government order of those. See, we're not those descendants. The white folks will tell you in 1619, when they start your history as a black African American, then when they teach you your history, they started in 619. They don't start it at 1555. They wait 64 years to start your history. But the first slaves was brought over here by John Hopkins, and you got Hopkins University as we speak right now, on a slave ship called Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist. He worked for the Stewart Company, which is the Queen of England. The Stuarts. Go check the history out. I'm going to tell you the history that white folks, the story of the history of white folks that wrote down. Now, the emancipated slave could not have any religion in America until 1870 with the 13th and 14th Amendment. That's the first time that your black ass could have a God to worship. That's what your ignorant ass got to know. And you don't like the way I'm putting it. I'm putting it where you understand it. So you understand street talk. And I'm a street nigga. I can be like my daddy. I can be a street nigga. I can be like my mama with 3 doctor's degrees. I can be a highly educated white nigga. In other words, a house nigga. My dad is a field nigga. So I might talk both ways because I'm a half-breed. Now, you didn't know anything about Islam, the Elijah Muhammad came in the 30s, 33. But when you got off the plantation, they give you a religion called Christianity. Let's see what the white folks say that we're going to teach the niggas. It's all right for the niggas to worship Jesus. Let's see how they say that it was all right for you to worship Jesus. You couldn't have but 2 religions. You could either be Baptist, which is the Nicene Creed, or you could be Methodist, which is the Apostle Creed. Now, these 2 creeds, Brother Drew, they don't agree on how to worship Jesus Christ. They fought walls for many years, all the way up until the 18th century over this. They had all kinds of inquisitions and shit in the church. You got 400 years of what they call the dark ages of the church of Christianity and the worship of Jesus Krishna, who became Jesus Krishna, who became Christo, and in this language is Jesus Christ. That's the reason the language is so important. Is that you had to know what his name was first and then done translated over to what the hell you believe in. Right. You say that this Jesus Christ is a Jew. That's a goddamn lie. This Jesus Christ is a goddamn Latino. He Latin. He Roman. Because Jesus Krishna was started by the Catholic Church, which took over Mithraism by Constantine. It's all wrote in history. You don't have to. There ain't no goddamn argument. It's just that me and Brother Drew is finna prosecute your ass. What is a prosecutor? That's what we gonna be, prosecutors. And that's what I am. I'm prosecuting your ass. Now, you couldn't be but 2 of these religions. And see, this is where separation came. Racism started with religion. They say that it was all right for you to practice Christianity up under the Nicene Creed and the Apostolic Creed if you took a Christian name. That's how you got this name. That's how I got this name, Dave Wide. That ain't
right.
No person name that looked like me and you. Brother Drew, that ain't no person that looked like your name that you got on your birth certificate. It didn't come from your people. Somebody looked like you. It's Europeano, and your ass ain't a Europeano. You ain't white. This ain't your language. This ain't your goddamn religion. They say it was all right for you to be a Christian, but you had to be separated. You could not be First Baptist Church. You had to be the Second Baptist Church. You couldn't be Christian Methodist Episcopal. You had to be colored Methodist Episcopal first, and African Methodist Episcopal came after you was a colored Methodist Episcopal when you broke away from the Methodist Church. One man did because they made his ass sit in the balcony, and he wanted to sit on the front row. So he started his own church so he could sit on the front row. This is history. I'm telling you the story of what your ignorant butt believe in. Because, see, in your Bible that you say you go by, it tell you that it was a nation of people that lack knowledge. Well, when you look up the word ignorant, Brother Drew, you see lack knowledge. So in the Bible, they didn't say your ass was ignorant. They said that you was lacking in knowledge. But me
right.
and Brother Drew, we'll look up the word, because we use etymology, we've used the dictionary, and when you are ignorant, you lack knowledge. So you got 42 million ignorant people in America that look like me and you, that call themselves black African Americans. And you ass didn't start calling yourself a black African American until 1970. Really in 1980 when it got took on its characteristics, to the point that you can ask anybody born after 1980. What is a Negro that was a colored person? He don't know what the hell it is. And how I know it was, when we went to Fort Worth, Brother Drew, you didn't go to Fort Worth
uh-huh.
with him. It was a guy with a degree. He came in to buy some food over the docks, and Cohen was caught his attention on what he was saying, and he sat there the whole lecture. And during the course of the lecture, I asked him, I said, what year were you born? He said, 1981. I said, watch this, Cole. I said, do you know what a Negro that was a colored person is? He said, no, I don't. I said, what you call yourself? He said, I call myself a black African American. Now, here's a man with a degree, born after 1981, that didn't know that he wasn't but 51 goddamn years old. That before they called him that, this was your name, somebody done changed it, and they done changed where you don't know a damn thing who you are. That means that anybody born after 1970 is completely genocide. He think he a white man. He think everything, he's an American.
Right.
And you put that name, black African American, that means that everything that America believe in, you believe in it. Your black ass believe in it. You believe in it. Because you've been programmed from 3 years old, in your case, if you're born after 19, they started me going to school at 6 years old. That's mean I ain't got that program white, because they found out that if you start the nigga at 6 years old, he gonna be a corrupt nigga like Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad and Ralph Brown and Stokely Carmichael. So we're going to take your baby and start him at 3 years old, and we got him then when he gets 20 years old. When he gets 12 years old, we got him. He's an American. And if he's a Chinese or Vietnamese or any foreign race of people, he won't even know his language, a Mexican, after we get through his ass for 20 years, he won't even know his own language. You got people that don't even know their own language that's born after 1970. They can't speak Chinese. They can't speak Vietnamese. They can't speak Mexican. They can't speak Italian. They can't speak French, because they are an American. They only speak the American and believe every goddamn thing that America says, and you ain't went and researched the damn thing about who the hell America is. He conquered you with his goddamn religion and his word God. Now, my question to anybody that look like me and you, come up to me and talking about religion to me, is I'm going to ask your ass, what kind of Christian are you? Are you a Nicene Creed Christian? You are a Apostolic Creed Christian? Or you are a Trinitarian Creed Christian? Because you got three different kinds of Christians that live in America as we speak. America says that their national religion is angelic, gospel, Christian, Episcopal teaching upon the high church, the low church, and the broad church.
You don't know a goddamn thing about what I just said. And you're a Christian with a doctor's degree, with a summa cum laude, got 7 damn doctor's degrees in theology. You never understood that word theology. Theology is the study of Greek God. So you're going to tell me that the study of Jesus Christ is Jewish, and that's a goddamn lie. It's Greek. And it came out of an old religion in Hinduism called Mithraism. And here's what you have to understand. When you study the history of religion, you will find that the oldest religion in the world, when it started, is Hinduism. Out of Hinduism, all religions came. Because we go back and see what was the customs and the rituals and the cup of Hinduism. You find it in every damn religion of these three major religions, and that somebody looked like me and you in America goddamn uses. Because so you ain't never become a nation of people. So when you, that 1870 all the way up to 33, you was a Christian. Somebody told you about Islam. Islam ain't your goddamn religion. That's the religion of an Arab. You ain't Arab. You can't speak not one goddamn language word in Arabic. You wonder why racism exists in the United States and why you mistreated. What is the history of Islam? I asked any goddamn Muslim to recite the history to me of Islam. He can't do it. When you tell me that you're a Muslim, I want you to tell me what kind of Muslim are you? Are you a Shiite Muslim? Are you a Sunni Muslim? Are you a Sufi Muslim? Are you a Baha Muslim? Or are you with the Nation of Islam? Because they don't teach what these other folks teach. But all of you say that this is Muhammad's word. All of you say that this is Jesus' word. That's what you tell me, Bob. You tell me this. But I'm going to ask you which one is you, because each one got a different damn belief. If you tell me you're a Hebrew Israelite, I'm going to ask you, what kind of Hebrew are you? Are you an Orthodox Judaism? Are you Hasidic? Are you conservative? Are you progressive? Are you Masonic? Because these are the five different sects that this religion is in. So when you talk to me, you got to tell me which one of them you, because don't neither one of these sects believe the same. Now, Christianity, why it's so, the worst one is, it's gotten 42,000, Brother Drew. You can Google this. Different goddamn denominations. Christianity is up under 42,000 different Christian denominations that teaches Jesus different from the original one. That's a goddamn shame. And first of all, you believe in God. When we ask ourselves a question, me and Cole ask ourselves a question. This word God, what is the etymology on this word God? Well, what was the first? In the first century, it was called Odin. In the second and third century, it was called Wooten. Wooten is Wednesday in this language. In the fourth and fifth century, he got renamed by the Catholic Church to Gudan. And in the sixth century, the Roman Catholic Pope, Nicias, named Gudan God. And here your black ass believing in God, which is a 6th century word.
that God created you, that God did this, and God did that, and God did that. Well, why you think every Wednesday night that you have prayer meeting? Because that's the custom and the rigid religion of Odin, who became Wooten on Wednesday. That's why your ass go to prayer meeting, praying to something that ain't going to do a goddamn thing for you. Your ass been praying and lifting every voice. That's your national anthem, you know, the black African America. And singing, "We Shall Overcome," for the last goddamn 60 years that I can remember. Hell, I'm 76 years old, and I heard your ass singing this shit when I was 3 years old. Lifting every voice and singing, "We Shall Overcome." One day, when you overcome, if you look in your Bible, say the truth set you free. No, nothing but one damn thing set you free is that you know the damn truth. Nothing else. Praying don't set you free. Going to church, paying tithes don't set you free. None of that shit sets you free. Your book said that knowledge set you free, the truth. So we went and looked up the truth, and we found out what the truth was in religion. That somebody that looked like me and you say they are. So if anybody looked like me and you come up and tell me that they believe in God and believe in a religion, you got to answer these questions for me. I'm going to show you how big a goddamn fool you are, and you don't know shit about your own damn shit that you say you are. My daddy told me, Brother Drew, the biggest fool in the world is a person that say, "I believe," and don't know where his belief from, and can't tell you the history of what he believed in. My daddy used to wear a Christian's ass out. My mama is 99 years old. For 85 years, she played the piano and organ at Miles Chapel CME Church in Crockett, Texas, for 85 years, from 7 years old till she was 91. She played the piano there. She quit playing when her hand got arthritis in it. That's how long she was in the church. That's what my daddy told me about church people. You're absolutely right. Can't explain nothing about what they believe in. It's sad.
Yeah, it is.
All religion, all of these denominations that you got, you can trace the history of it. Every last one of them was a white boy that started the Baptist Church, Methodist Church, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Lutheran. All of these so-called religions, they got a history.
Right.
They got a history. This is 2020. You have no reason to be a zip goddamn fool, as my dad said. You have reason to be.
They got characteristics too, Brother DeWanda. You could just tell a Christian when you see him. You'll see him. You say you're a Christian. I can tell that you Christian. You're a Christian just by your diet. I can see your characteristics.
Ignorant person running, talking about he got the Holy Ghost. And see, this shit wasn't in my generation, Brother Drew. This shit just happened after 1975. All these people get the Holy Ghost that they got right now and all that shit. I never heard Big Mama with all of that bullshit. I went to church. I started going to singing in the church at 4 years old. "Is a Well With Your Soul" was the first solo that Mama learned me and played for me to sing in church. Because that was Reverend Shepherd's favorite hymn. I sung it till I graduated from goddamn high school. I sung it at his funeral. "Is it Well With Your Soul? Are you free and made whole?" I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah, you know what, Brother Water? I never thought I would shy away from Christians. I hear somebody tell me they're a Christian, I get the fuck away from them. I really do.
Right now, Brother Drew, and you remember y'all used to ask me, how could you go to, with what you know, how can you go to a church? And for 29 years, I taught at Mount Tabor Baptist Church.
Yeah, I remember.
Every night. Didn't miss a goddamn night. Rain, shine, sleet, and snow, we were there. Very seldom we missed a Friday. We was teaching history, but then nobody believed in no damn Jesus that was in my class. Well, a lot of people in my class believed in it, but we had told the history. But the Christian, he couldn't stay but about 45 minutes in our class. When Cole and I get to warming his ass up,
yep, and that's why you have to get away from. That's why I got away from, because we're not equally yoked, as they would say in their book.
Right. And see, Christianity has created all the racism that's going on right now. Look what he said about it. He called you a goddamn heathen. White folks said he was going to go give the heathens, and if you came from Africa, he brought you Christianity. If you from over in the Western Hemisphere and come from the Creek Nation of people, which everybody did that's over here that look like me and you, you ain't got no goddamn African blood in you. You come from this indigenous tribe that got renamed colored people that was Negroes, because the Indians was the Algonquin tribe on the East Coast. When you study the history, the Creek Nation of people was 72 tribes. They call it the 72 uncivilized tribes. And they say out of these 72 tribes, only 5 of them were civilized. And the only reason there were only 5 of them were civilized, that was the only one that they could conquer out of the Creek Nation of people. Now, the ones they call Indians, the Algonquin, the first Christian Bible was wrote in Algonquin language after they translated it into their language. The first Christian Bible was wrote in Algonquin. That's the Indian. You can go Google who was the Algonquin tribe, who was the Algonquin nation. You don't have to buy books no more like me and Brother Drew did. You can Google the shit. But you ain't going to do that because you old black magic done been put in a spell by old white magic. You see, you got two kinds of magic, one black, one white. And then white magic done put old black magic in a hell of a spell that he don't know a damn thing about nothing. He running around here talking about he got the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. The worst person you can come in contact with is a sanctified person. He the worst one. He the worst one. Falling all out, speaking in tongues, calling himself a prophet and a prophet. You got them all on Facebook.
Right.
This week, come here, prophet, teach. You're the biggest fool that ever walked the face of the earth. You ask why what's wrong with your problem? This is what's wrong with you. You didn't go study how religion was. And then you turn around and believe the Adam and Eve story. Well, hell, it was something here before Adam and Eve, because religion was started at 4,000 B.C. At 4,004 B.C., October the 23rd, at 9 o'clock in the morning, Adam was born. That's what the Catholic Church said. That's what the Pope said. That's who Adam story. Your black ass don't know that. I wonder how come they don't celebrate that, Brother Drew.
Right. And here's something else we can throw in there too. They, you know, that the soul of religion, you can, they tell you that you're forgiven, for you can just ask for forgiveness. It's all good. But you go ahead and eat your swine and tell me if it's going to be all good a few years from now when you keep eating your swine. Tell me it's all good when you're just diabetic and you got high blood pressure. Tell me you've been forgiven.
And they say you live. And see, what made Christianity the worst religion is when you study. Now, if you're a Muslim, a Hebrew Israelite, you don't live under grace from the moral laws. You wonder how come Christians have no moral standards. And it's real bad now. See, with the age of the black African American came a culture called hip-hop. Look at your culture. Every last one of them, first thing they gonna say, gold in their mouth, tattoos everywhere. The Bible tell you about gold in your mouth and all that shit. They give honor to who? My Lord and
right.
Savior, sweet Jesus.
Yeah,
I call
you can't do no wrong. That's the only religion you can't do nothing wrong, brother. The one they get their music awards, they been calling everybody bitches and hoes. The first thing they want to do is thank God.
See, Brother Drew, I mean, all you got to do is sit back and look now. All you got to do is sit back and look. He a Christian. I have never bought any weed, and I've been smoking weed for 70 goddamn years, since I was 6 years old. Everybody I buy weed from is a Christian. When I used to need the service when I was in the military of a prostitute, she was a Christian. She
right.
wasn't no Muslim. She wasn't no Hebrew Israelite. She was a Christian.
Right.
I gambled 560, 7 days a week. Gambled on the pool table, card table.
Right.
Everybody sitting there, Christian. Stay up all goddamn half the night gambling, and you will see some guy say, "Where you going, Brother Gray? I got to go to church in the morning. I'm a deacon."
Right. Yes.
But you done gambled and played tunk with me all night long.
As we say, cuz.
See, this is what used to bother my daddy. My daddy would say, "How I'm going to go to church Sunday morning?" My daddy had a gambling shack and bootleg and rest of the stuff. And Brother Gray, Dean, Alfred, they done played talk all night long to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Starting Friday, they would start them cotch parties and playing tunk.
Right.
And then they
right.
got to go to the church. How I'm going to go to church and you ask me to go to church and you done gambling with me all night and you telling me a Christian, you're going to tell me I'm wrong.
That's funny.
It's a joke. It's really, if you want to get a good laugh, hey, look at the history of Christianity and the people that's worshiping the 42 million ignorant ass African Americans. You go, you don't see no Hebrew Israelite or Nation of Islam calling themselves an African American, a black African American. They ain't gonna do that because they know the history of how you became a black African American. One of the most incredible things that I like about Elijah's teaching when I was studying the Nation of Islam was he said you can't change your mind till you change the name that this white people got done give you. That's reading the word X in this language is unknown because it was unknown to you of what your name is. Most of them was an X and Sebaz and it. Just change your damn name. That's why I changed my name to Dwyer Zakaria.
But that's my last change. When I was a Muslim with the nation, I was Daoud, because Daoud is David in white boy language. In my birth name,
right.
Say my
right.
name is. And when I became, me and Cole went over and started learning knowledge from the Hebrew Israelites, that I was named Dawid. But when I learned the truth, I named myself and learned the language that was the original language with Dawaya.
Right.
David in the original language that you read about in your Bible, the 11th chapter of Genesis, where it was a language that everybody spoke. Well, in your Bible, at the 119 Psalms, you have a Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Wazai, Kray, Tet, Yaw, Kaf, Lama, Mem, Nun, Sinai, Pekah, Su, Reishi, Pha. You take the vowels out of that, you got the original language. They put the vowels in, the Mesmerite Jews did in the 6th century, and became Jesus worshipers. They the only Jews that worship Jesus, and he's an American Jew. That's what a Mesmerite Jew is. That's Barbara Streisand and the boys and girls. She's the well-known Messianic Jew, is Barbara Streisand. Everybody know Bob, our age. They're the only Jews that believe in the hippie on a stick, Jesus. Because the rest of the Jewish sect will tell you that shit that never exists. Go talk to an Orthodox Jew, Hasidic Jew. He'll tell you ain't no such thing as Jesus Christ. It's mythology, which is Jewish myth and legend. They came out of the teaching of Moses de Leon in the 4th century. Without his history. He the one that said that they should take on Western ways and believe in Jesus. That's how the certain sect of Jews believe in the hippie on a stick. And Constantine was the last high priest to Mithra. The high priest of Mithra was called the Promus Maximus. What is this Pope in Vatican City called? He ain't called no goddamn Pope. And that's one thing I liked about old George Bush. He called him what he wanted to call him. The Pope always gives his blessing of a wall. You can't fight a wall. No European nation can fight a wall without asking permission from the Pope. When Bush asked the Promus Maximus, the Pope in Vatican City, to pray for the wall, the Pope said, "Oh no, I can't let you go in there. I don't believe in that. That ain't the one." So he got T.D. Jakes to pray for the soldiers. Oh, I got good goddamn remembrance. So T.D. Jakes, Bush got, and I got the newspaper article where Bush said, "Ain't no Promus Maximus." I was glad he called him that. Gonna tell him what to do. I got the goddamn newspaper with Bush wrote the article. He said, "Ain't no Promus." He got T.D. Jakes to pray. And that's how Dick Jake, who we call Big Mary, because before he was a preacher, he was a choir director. And everybody called him Big Mary. So who was Big Mary during the 40s, 50s, and 60s? Big Mary was a name given to a sissy. So we didn't call them homosexuals and all of that bullshit. That's later knowledge. We call them sissies and punks, bulldaggers, and dykes. We didn't call them no lesbians. That's what we called them. See, and he said it was all right for you to go to war. That's what makes us know that Christianity is Mithraism. And then we go into study of who was Mithra. He was an avid star god of Hinduism and his worship, his cult. All of this shit is wrote down. They got everything wrote down right now. White folks wrote it down. One thing I like about white folks, Brother Drew, is they wrote their history in a book. And people look like me and you, we did not write our history down in a book. We told it through word of mouth. But when you write it down in a book, it don't get lost. It don't get lost. That's the reason my dad, I never will forget my daddy, me and my baby sister, we got pissed off at my older sister, and my baby sister say, she's keeping a diary, Junior. So I went and told daddy, Pamela had a diary. He got a diary and read in the diary and whooped the shit out of her ass, and he told us some very important information. I was 12 years old. I didn't understand what daddy said. Daddy said, never write down what you do in a book if you don't want nobody to know about it, because what you write down in that diary incriminated you. It's in your words of what you did, and what you done, it's supposed to be your secret, but you wrote it down. When you write it down, it ain't no goddamn secret no more. Somebody get hold to it, like me and my sister did, and told daddy where her book was. You see what I'm saying, Brother Drew? When white folks wrote down everything had did to us in the book.
Right, and wrote it down.
What I don't know is how they did, what they did to their own people before they did it to us and made it work. See, they knew when they how to genocide us and everything's up under, put us up under what they call the free ruffians, because they had already did it to their people before they did it to us. So they know how it worked. This is how the aristocratic know, because see, all nations of people is a Masonic order, a secret society. Muhammad, that's a secret society. Ben Israel, secret society. Christianity, see, all religion was started as a secret society. Because they kill your ass. Christianity, you had to keep it a secret that you was a Christian. Islam, you had to keep it a secret that you was a Christian. Judaism, you had to keep it a secret that you practiced that shit. You couldn't practice that shit out in the opening like you could now when it first got started. Go in a chronological order. What year was it all right? After killing, inquisitions, that you could practice this and nobody would mess with you. I gave you a good example. It was after 1970, before somebody looked like me and you, that white man you were working for told you who to vote for. Your black ass better vote for it.
Right.
You think David Duke, I give you an example. George Wallace, how long they stay in office? They had to have the votes of the niggas to put them in office. But the white folks goddamn told the niggas they was working for them, you got to vote for. How you think that George Wallace stayed in office that long? And how did he feel about your black ass? He put on national television how he felt about somebody that looked like him. And he couldn't say, he would always call you a Negro. he wouldn't call you no nigger. He called you Negro. He couldn't say Negro. He said Negro. You think I'm going to let the Negroes go to our school? And he was a Christian. Everybody in the Ku Klux Klan is a Christian. Now, that's the true Christian, Brother Drew. The Ku Klux Klan is the only true Christians in America because they believe in the truth. And I find it very interesting. The Ku Klux Klan is absolutely right if they go by their Bible. And they go by their Bible. That you your ass is separated, you're suffering from the curse of Ham. That's what your Bible says. Pray for those that spitefully misuse you. Servants, obey your master. That's in your Bible. All it is what the Ku Klux believe in. They're the only true Christians in America. I say that shit all the time. They let it be known. They let it be known. So you can see that religion has conquered the minds of a black African American. He wouldn't call himself a black African American if it wasn't up on a religious belief. So that's the reason it is very important for you to know the history of religion. You can buy a book called The History of Religion and have prize books, though. The book I'm reading out of right now is where I got it, about 20, 25 years ago. That's where I got it. The Jehovah Witness, they got a book called Mankind's Search for God. They'll give it to you free. I find it very interesting. They'll give you the history of every goddamn religion in this book, and they... And you say, I'm a Jehovah Witness. You got to be the biggest fool in the world because your ass can't read. Tell you how religion come into existence in this book. It's called Mankind's Search for God. Go to any Jehovah Witness temple. They'll give you this book free. And you can sit down and read the history of religion. I read out in the book where it says the history of religion tell you that religion, Christianity, and all religion is stemmed in war, killing, inquisitions, and most niggas don't know what an inquisition was. They had two of them. The Spanish Inquisition was worse than the English Inquisition. You ask a Christian to explain the Byzantine area of Christianity, the 400 years of the Dark Ages. All of that's church history, where they was arguing and fussing over the hippie on the stick. Was he the Nicene Creed or was he the Apostle Creed? Was he the Tertullian Creed? So whenever a Christian come up to you, Brother Chu, ask him what kind of Christian is it? Because according to the Christianity of America, it comes in four forms. You got a high church and low church, meaning you got Pat Robertson and his other, one of them is, both of them angelic, Pat Robertson, I can't think of his other, Oral Robertson was. Pat Robertson and this other boy, one of them high church, one of them low church. Broad church teaching is all Protestant churches. Protestant churches, Baptist, Methodist, and all your other sanctified and all the other ones. Each year that you say whatever your denomination is, we can tell you what year it came into existence and who was the author of it, who was the father of it, and what year that they let somebody that looked like you into their church and said it was all right for you to be a Mormon. I see Whoopi Goldberg and all these stars, they Mormon. You can't even be a preacher in the Mormon church. If you go into the Mormon Bible and go to Nehemiah, third chapter, what does it say about somebody look like me and you? You a Mormon. What do you say? You need to get you a Mormon Bible and read it now. See what it says. I ain't going to tell you what it says. Go do the research yourself. You ain't going to do the research not unless it's interesting. So this is what I know about religion. When somebody come up to me telling me about goddamn religion, this is what I know. I'll tell you to recite your damn history, and I know you don't know. I'll prosecute your ass. And that's what we are, prosecutors. They got you hooked on words that's in this language. They kill you. God is the biggest one that's taking you down. You believe in God.
Right.
You believe in freedom.
You know what's another good one, Brother DeWater? They used to ask me, Brother, you don't believe Jesus died for your sins? I said, who died before Jesus came? Who died for the people's sins? They look at you.
That's
who died before Jesus came?
You go in the book of Deuteronomy and tell you that no man can die for another man's sin.
Right.
Got to die for his own sin. They books say that, but then they turn around and tell you that Jesus died for your sins. Why do they say that? They say that because the first people that they made Christians out of was the Gauls. The Gauls held on to all of their pagan beliefs. They was killing people on their pagan belief, and Paul told them that they didn't have to do human sacrifice no more, that one man, Jesus Christ, when he died, you didn't have to sacrifice nothing no more. He died for you. You didn't have to sacrifice. You could sacrifice a dove or a goat. You could sacrifice doves and goats. This is in the history books.
Right.
Everything that the ancient Gauls believed in, which became the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths and the Gauls, all of their pagan belief, if when we study the history of these people, is in Christianity right now.
Right.
Especially the church. And see, the Catholic Church is the beginning of Christianity. Why did you break away from the Roman Catholic Church and started Catholic? And then some people broke away from the Catholic Church, called themselves Protestants. That's the Lutheran Church. And then some people broke away from them and called themselves Salvation Army. And then some people broke away from them and called themselves Baptists and Methodists. This is in a chronological order. See, because I got the map in a chronological order of what century your ass broke away. it's just ridiculous that you can see how they done genocide you. I'm so glad before I died, Brother Drew, that I see all of this. That's what I say. So this is
right.
A study history of religion. And I see that clock on the wall, so that's all y'all.
Right.
And so I would say, Shema Yehawadah, Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kamariyah.
Kamariyah.